just like an Adam. That Ma Adam, the Bina Kavona, just like a person could be unique Kavona and you have Kavona, is Af Kelim Nami, the boy Mechavin Lu. Adam, maybe the Kelim also, you have to have the Bailam, wherever is there, putting the Kelim like near the water, you have to have Kavonis Adam to make it a good Tfilo. So though you have no proof here that for Chulin, you do not need Kavona. So Mura says, Bechite, maybe you'll ask me, B'yoshev u'mitzap u'malam meimu, the case is talking about the person just on the yoshev u'mitzap, he's down waiting for the water to come upon him, then ma'alam meimu, what do you have to tell me this for? L'chur pshita, if the person has kavonah to become tor, so pshita becomes tor. What's the chiddush? So Mura says, yes, there's a chiddush here. Because otherwise, ma'al the tamar would have thought to say, ligzor mishum chard l'shog v'shomim, let's make a gzera of a wave of rainwater. And rainwater, that's possible when it's moving. Rashi says, Verum Geshur on the Kalech Minahar. You have rainwater coming down the mountain. And there, you're not allowed to be tovel in the stream of rainwater when it's coming down. Because the loch of rainwater is, it can only be tor when it's ashburim, when it's stationary. When it comes into a mikvah form. When the water is moving, it has no tyra. It's not tor bezeichlin. Only may mine or ocean water is metayra bezeichlin. So I would have to say, this wave that comes out of the ocean, true, really midirais, it's metaryu, even though the water is moving. But I would have thought to say, make exerish, not be metaryu, or to you think, you could become tor from the downfall of rainwater that comes down the mountains. That's called chard l'shogashomim. In Amirel's ligza roshin, or to keep in. Let's make exerish, maybe you'll be tovling the roshin in the head of it, and not in the keeping. Rashi explains, Rosh means like the head, means the end of this wave. In other words, it has to be that the person is on the ground, and when the wave comes down and hits the ground, then the water is cooled, like attached to the ground, then the water is matar the man. But not the keeping. Keeping means, let's say the wave looks like a rainbow, let's say. So the top part, when the wave is in the air, if you throw the kli up into the water, it will not become tor. Because the mikvah, the water cannot be tor, not be matar, if it's not mechubal karka, if it's in the air, in the avir, it can't be matar you. So I would have thought to say, to make a gzera, that this, a wave of water, should not be matar you, even if you're standing on the ground and it's touching the ground now, let's make a gzera, you would think you could become tor, even to keep him. Means we throw the kli up in the wave, when it's not touching the ground, it'll also become tor. So kamashlan, that's the chiddush, that like gazrina, we don't make such a gzera. But it could be, again, talking about where the Adam is waiting for this wave to be metayer him. And it's somewhere the Adam is standing on the ground, and the wave now is coming out of the ocean and coming down upon him. And when the water touches the ground that's upon him, that's called the good tefillah, because the water is mechub l'karka. And we don't make any gzeirah that maybe like will jump up into the wave when it's still in the air. Because when the water is still in the air and not attached to the ground, there's no tyra then. So maybe that's the chiddush, that you could become tor with the wave of water, with the way that it's kosher, and even though it's talking about the person is waiting, he has kavana, but still it's the chiddush not to make these gezeiras. So if we have no proof to say that by chulin, you do not need kavana. Maybe by chulin you have to have kavana. Smur says still, uminotem, how do we know, to lay matvilin to keep it, how do we know this halacha, that you cannot be table a kli in the top part of the arch of this wave, where the wave is up in the air. It's not, we're not like this. Matvilin Baroshin. Yes, you could become tor in the heads of the tip of it. Means the bottom part of it are touching the ground. But the ain matvilin bekeepin. But you cannot put the kli in the archway of the wave when it's in the air. Why? The klal is, she matvilin biyavir. You cannot become tor. You can't make a tefillah biyavir in the air. Yeah. So kids, we have no proof. What's the loch of chulun needs kavana or not? The Gemara says rather like this, Ela rather, chulun levoi kavana, miyo, minolan. How do we know this yisoid? That chulun does not need kavana. This now learn like this, teiris shenoflu l'toich amas hamayim. Teiris fruits that fell into a flow of water, fell into amas hamayim. That's like a flow from the well. So, uporshat mi sheyodav tmeis, a person that his hands was tamei, stuck out his hands into this well-like, into this flowing stream, canal-like, to get the peris. So, Porshat Misha Yodav Tumeis Venotlon. And he picked up the peris. So the kids, he put his hand in the stream of water. Rashi says, Yodav Tumeis, The loybin and kavona l'chulvas. You don't have to have kavona. If even though here his kavona was just to pick up the peiris, not to really get his hands tore, still his loch is yod of teiris. But the peiris ain't a bechiyutan. These peiris, since they fell there, you did not put them there. So we do not say you're happy with the water on them. Therefore, you're not machshiv this water on the pre. So it's not huchshla kabutumah. As with ain't a bechiyutan. Rashi loy achshav elahach nefila. You do not really want the peiris to fall into the water. But what's going to be vim bishvil sheyutchu? Let's say sheyutchu yodov. Let's say you have kavona. Now, when you put your hands in there, you want also wash off your hands also. So such a case that tohiros and uperos bichiyutan. Rashi says umekavlum tum mekarn labo tiyachshav lahach nefila peiros lito yodov biakvoson. Because you have in mind, even though you don't care about washing off the peiros itself, but our koponim of the peiros is in the water, you had in mind like to now wash off your hands in that water. So get like you're happy with that water on the pre, because you use it to wash off your hands. So if Rashi says, Evelei Mashke Shesayfu L'Rotzon, it's water that went on the pre, that at the end you're happy with that water. So even though you're not happy at the beginning, but that's the mission in Machshirin, that Kol Mashke Shesayfu L'Rotzon, at the end you're happy with the water, Afa Pisha and Chilos L'Rotzon, is still Machshir. Here's the proof that for chulin you do not have to have kavana, because then your hands become tor, even though you do not have kavana to put them in there, the shame of tefillah. And this the Gemara says, Eisvei Rav L'Rav Nachman. Rav asked the question to Rav Nachman. It says, Tova l'chulin, somebody went to the mikvah l'chulin. Rashi says, Tam lech l'chulin huchsak miskaven b'shat v'lekach. The person touched the sheretz, he became tomei, and he went to the mikvah, Tam kavana tit chulin, that's all. Tova l'chulin, huchsak l'chulin, and he only had a mind tit chulin. So also l'maiser is now larit, a maiser. For maiser, maiser rishon, maiser shen, he didn't become Torah yet. So dik is huchsak in, loy huchsak loy, is only his tova l'chulin b'huchsak. Grub huchsak means he had kavon, he shas tefillah to do with l'shem chulin. So mashma koponim, even tit chulin, you have to have kavon, to become Torah, you have to have kavon. So where it says, Lord, it's not the pshat. This is what the brain seems to say. Afo pishuchsak l'chulin, even though you have kavona, to make a tefillah l'shem chulin, that's a chiddush still, also l'maisa, that's still a koponim with the rabboni, not l'arit maisa rishon. Because we say the kavona you have for chulin is not called good kavona for maisa. But the chiddush is that maisa needs such a kavona. But it could be for chulin itself, even without kavona at all, so it's kosher. Eisvei, first question like this. It says, Toval, somebody made a tefillah and he had no kavona at all. So kilu lo tovel, as if he didn't make a tefillah at all. So my love doesn't bring me to say kilu lo tovel klal, even for chulin. So because mashma clearly even for chulin, you have to have kavona. Tomorrow says loy kilu lo tovel lo maisa. All he says you weren't tovel filchus maisa. You can't eat maisa yet. Avol tovel lo chulin, but for chulin though it is called a good tefillah. So tomorrow says who saw he held the chulin komatzli is only pushing him away. Just to say it's not a real good teretz, poshut it's mashma, that the tefillah does not help at all. Does mashma even for chulin poshut you have to have kavona? Tzmur says nafligi went out dock and he checked v'yashik and he found the tiny learned like this: Toval somebody made a tefillah for loy huksak and he did not do it l'shem tefillah. The locher is muta l'chulin, he's larit chulin, but we also l'maisa now larit maisa. So says clearly that for chulin you do not have to have kavona. That's not what we paskin. But neither for chulin, if you make a tefillah even without kavona, avada it's a good tefillah. It's only for maisa, for truma, that you have to have kavona. Oh, malaya bayin the Rabbi Yosef, leima tiyavet tiyuf to the Rabbi Yochanan mihor. So should be a kashan Rabbi Yochanan from over here. That he said before Rabbi Yochanan, even labeisa, neither is not torium for her own husband. So Rabbi Yochanan, even for chulin, you have to have kavona. And here it's mashno, you don't have to have kavona. So Mar says, leima tiyavet tiyuf to the Rabbi Yochanan mihor. Someone says, no, oh, Malay Rabbi Yechanan, who do Yomak Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef? Rabbi Yechanan would say, he says like Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef. The Tanya would learn like this, that Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef, the Pasuk says, v'choyveis, you have to wash off the clothing, so matam aloy m'shem, let's say a second time to wash it off, so makish tach boises shnil, tach boises rishayna. When we make hekish, the second time you have to wash off his clothing, to the first time you have to wash it off. Ma'atach boisus rishon. Just like the person, you have to wash off the clothing. Is ladas, you have to have kavonom. Aftach boisus shnin, the same thing the second time, you wash off the clothing, all starts to be ladas. So Rashi says, we're talking about here, nigei begodim. If you have a nega, tzaras, on the beged. Ksiv bo says, beis kavusim. Two times you have to wash it. Tachbusus rishon, it says, v'chipsu es asher boi hanega. This skira washed it off and then what, lock him up. Leroy is to see if the nega will spread or not, or stay the same size. And then it says, v'chibishen liyachres, if you lock him up, if the kibbutz rishon, then it says you have to wash it a second time. The shame tefillah b'tor, the second one is the shame tefillah from the tyrant. So make yekish, what it says second time, for Rashi says, pshita the shame, what does it say, tachbos tashnias, pshita. So a makish tachbos tashnias second time, which is the shame tefillah tyra, to the first time, which is to put him away. Whereas mar rishon ladas, odom nechsiv itziv v'koyim v'chipsos, done midas, is avshniya. That also has to be done midas, and not that stam water fell upon the beggar, loy shipol, b'mayimel, not that it fell into the mikvah by itself. So who do you see? You have to have kavona. Whereas the imalahal and bina and das koyin, just like by the first tachpoises, first time you washed off the beggar, it has to be done with das koyin. Maybe Afkan the second time also been in Das Kain, or this time would let him know. The Pasuk says, V'tor mikol makom. So now, so the kids, Rabbi Yechon is going to hold, like Rabbi Yenison ben Yosef, that here it's time the Tyrus of a Mitzorah of Nega, the Shem Chulin, it's time to become Tor, not to the union of Chulin, of Maisa Stam. Person wants to become Tor. And so it says, the Tachboises has to have Kavono. So kids, Rabbi Yechon hold, you have to have Kavono, holds like Rabbi Yenison ben Yosef. And the bride's view falls not like him, so it's not a kashan of Yechonim. Now the Gemara says, Mas Givlo, Rav Simi Barashi, Omiyom Rav Yechon, the truth that Rav Yechonim said, Omiyom Rav Yechon, Hoch, that you have to have kavon even for Chulin, Ayvom Rav Yechon, look, Kestam Mishnah, Rav Yechon always says, the pastor Kestam Mishnah, Utsunan, we want to know Mishnah, Nofla Sakim, Shokta, the Shakim fell and made a Shkita, Apo Pisha Shokta Kadak, even though he made a Kosh for Shkita, still Psula. The Vina, we made a diet, but a time with the north one, because the fell by itself, there's no koyach gavra, there's no koyach from a person. Or a piluhu of the person threw it, kshera, then the shkita would be kosher. We have a gavra, lay mechav, no, he had no kavono. We are meaning, we said, man tana lay boy kavono, le shkita, who's the time holds your own after kavono for shkita? Amarov Rebbe Nosani. So, the stam mishten holds like for chulun, for shkita, you don't have to have kavono. So, how could have yerkin a pastin for chulun, you have to have kavono? So, verse is like this. The Shechita, the Ilkha Shechita, could be a few Rabbi Yenison ben Yosef. Also agrees you don't have to have Kavona for Shechita. He only says it by Teres and Mikvah, but not by Shechita. Why? Midigol Rachmon, since the Teres has a Chiddish. Misasik for Kotchim Posel, that's like Kotchim if you misasik, being asking something else. The Shechita is Posel. Mechlav, it's only by Kotchim. Mechlav, the Chulun Lebin Kavona. Mashra, by Chulun, a regular Shechita, you don't even misasik as Kosher. Mashra, clearly you don't have to have Kavona. So by Shchit, even Rabbi Yechon would also agree to our Mishnah, you don't have to have Kavone B'Shah Shchita. He only argues on Tefillah. Rabbanan says, Rabbanan, what's from Rabbanan? They hold even by Shchit, you have to have Kavone. Rabbanan say, need like being in Kavone L'Zvicha. True, you don't have to have Kavone L'Zvicha. Like by Kotchim, you have to have Kavone L'Zvicha. By Chum, you don't have to have Kavone L'Zvicha to make like a Shchita. But L'Chaticha Binen, but Akoponim, you have to have Kavone Akoponim to make a cutting. To cut it, our koponim. And in our Mishnah, you don't have kavana to cut. It just threw it to stab it in the wall. You had no kavana to cut anything. According to Rabbanan, that's the apostle law, Shchita. So, Kitza, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yechon could agree that by Shchita is kosher even without kavana. Omar Rabbi says, Beho Zachnu Rabbi Nosson Rabbanan. This punkt, Rabbi Nosson went out over Rabbanan. Mikstiv Chotachta, it says, Rabbi Chotachta, cutting it was a Vachta Ksiv. Says Loshna Zvicha, so Monashach. We were holding by Daf Lamed Beis, just last Gemara again, Daf Lamed Alpha from Beis. The last Shaila was, Heichi Domi Nida Shenensa. Where is there a case that Nida, then Nida, Nisha that was Nida, was Nensa like, was forced to make a tefillah of the top when she made a tefillah? What's the case? As we had a Machlekes before, where the Shenitz Kavrona were not, what's Shad according to Rav Nosin, that the tefillah is good even without kavana. Silem, if you want to tell me, Dion Tzuachav Erta, that her friend, like, pushed her into the mikvah,
v'yatpomo, and the friend made it go into the mikvah. Samura says, no, kavona dechaverta kavona mal yasehi. The kavona, the intentions of a friend that pushed her into the mikvah, that kavona was called the good kavona. And therefore, v'yoyd b'truma nam yochla, even by truma, shishibel b'tit. Before we had a shaila that by truma vada or shaloid b'kavona, she cannot eat. It's only a machlekes whether she's tor for chumim. But for truma, everybody holds you have to have kavona. But in this case, if somebody pushed her in l'shem tefila, so even though she has no intentions, but the fact a friend pushed her in, her kavona helps. The tanan, because learn like this, ha ha reshet, if you have an isha that's deaf and dumb, v'yashaito, she's a fool, v'yasumo, she's blind, v'yashinitra fadaita, she lost her mind like, also like a shaito. So in all these cases, they don't have kavona l'shem tefila. So it says, im yesh len pichos, if they have an older lady taking care of them, so misakmais oison, they could fix them up, in other words, make bedikas for them, and then let them go into the mikvah, put them into the mikvah, and then oichalas petruma. If they're married to a kohen, or if they're a bas kohen, these people, these nosh maladi truma. So see, clearly, even though they have no kavona b'shas tefila, but since there's a pichas, there's an older lady there taking care of them, so her das l'shem tefila helps for them. So you see, if somebody else is there, their das helps. So what's the case? Where's the machlokes between the Abnosin and the Rabbonin if an Isha is Tova without Kavona? So Moses says, Elamai, the case must be Omer Rapapa says, the Rabbi Nosin, according to Rabbi Nosin's Ashita, that even without Kavona, the Tefillah helps. Labailo, Shenoflo Menageshir, we're talking about she was walking across the bridge, and she fell over the bridge, and she fell into the mikvah, she fell into the river. So there she had no kavana at all to make a ma'isa tefillah. So Rashi said, the Reb Nosson, the Yom Alabin and kavana, afu lechatich, even for cutting, if so here also she need no kavana for tefillah, the case is that she was just fell into the water. Even so, still it's tor lebailo. That's according to Reb Nosson Shita. What about according to Rabbonin? The Rabbonin, she yodah lehokir, according to Rabbonin, it has to be at least that she went down to cool herself off. As Rabbanan says before, by Shkita, Koponim, you have to have Kavona for Chaticha at least. So at least for cutting. Rashi says, the boy you need Kavona Chaticha. Or the Kavos, the same way also, but Tfilo, Machsher, Rav Alibayu. That when is he Machsher the Rabbanan? Only in such a case, Kishiyodo Lahoki, Rashi says. She went down to cool herself off, but she didn't have Kavona lit for him. For Nofla Kula Techamayim, while she was washing herself or cooling off, she fell completely into the water. So such a thing, she had kavana to go into the water. She has not l'shem tefila. So there, according to Rabbonin, that tefila also helps l'bayla. Now the Gemara says, Omar Robo, shochat poro, v'shochat v'heimu acheris imo. If v'shaste w'oisik in the poraduma, so v'shaste shecht in the poraduma, they also shechted the v'heimu of chulin with it at the same time. So locher is, l'divrei hakel psulo. According to everybody, this por is possible. Rashi says por of sula machmas melocha hacheres, because she did another melocha b'shashi being oisik with the poro, and this is a psul in a paraduma. Mashenkin ubehemek shera, but the other behemas chulin shechted. That's a kosher shvita. Now the Gemara says what.